You're tuned into KLCC, and it's time to play the KLCC Conundrum, Oregon's most puzzling quiz. Of course, we can't play a good game without players. We need to hear from you. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us by going to klcc.org/conundrum. I'm Jason Brown, KLCC Quizmaster. Forrest Walker Davis is here. Forrest, how's it going?
It's going well, Jason. I'm ready to be simulcasting our bromance to locations all across Central and Western.
Oh, yeah, very good. And want to say hello to all of our listeners in Portland, Oregon, including Elise from Portland. Elise, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Oh, good. It's very good to have you here. What do you like to do when you're not playing quiz shows on the radio with us?
Oh, I like to go birding.
Oh, well, the bird is the word, as they say.
The trashmen do say that.
Forrest, let's play the conundrum.
Let's play it. So we're going to be doing a portmanteau round, or a Portland manteau, as it were.
Oh, what is a portmanteau?
A portmanteau, Jason, is a word that is a combination of two other words. So like Canadian oil, canola, together like that, or Markiplier or Barbenheimer, things like that.
Oh.
You've got two words together, make a new word.
Well, Forrest, you have finally found just the thing that will pry me away from this romanticy I've been reading.
Oh, nice. So Elise and Jason, number one is a root vegetable whose non-portmanteau name is the Jerusalem artichoke. Related to sunflowers.
Oh, it's a sunflower.
Oh, yeah, good.
Next, we've got a real-life, massively multiplayer game of hide-and-seek using GPS and orienteering skills to find small items hidden by hobbyists around the world.
What is it, geocaching?
Oh, good.
Indeed. We're not on Jeopardy, but I do appreciate the energy.
Boy, you zeroed right in on that answer.
And then we've got a cooking technique, engastration. It's stuffing animals inside of other animals. It's been used for thousands of years, but there's a particular three-bird variant that's been popularized in North America by Paul Prudhomme and John Madden.
It's a turducken.
Sure is.
It's not what they mean by birding.
No, different kind of bird. Maybe. Benedict Cumberbatch voiced a character in The Hobbit, which is a homophone of a weather word. What is that weather word?
Oh, I don't know.
So it's a homophone. So it's, it sounds alike. So what's the name of the character?
Yeah, can you think of the character from The Hobbit?
I've never read or seen The Hobbit.
Well, it'd be Smaug.
Smaug. A word so common you don't even think of it as a portmanteau.
That's the best ones. And then we've got a hobby scene at cons where participants dress up as fictional characters.
Cosplaying?
I happen to have my Smaug cosplay on just now.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Gleaming scales. This is a quote from the developer of a dog breed. He says, "I opened a Pandora's box and released a Frankenstein monster. It's the biggest regret of my life." Wally Conron, the creator of this hybrid breed of dog, developed to be hypoallergenic with wavy curly hair.
Golden Doodle?
It was a Labradoodle, but sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
We'll take that. Yeah.
We'll take it. And then we've got a city of 40,000 that was destroyed when the Columbia River flooded in 1948. Its name is a combination of the two largest neighboring cities on either side of the Columbia River.
Oh, Vanport.
That's yes, right. Good.
And then we've got partially arising out of changes in attitudes, but also made possible by advances in material science, the blurring of the line between clothes worn for sports and exercise purposes and for everyday use, is best described by what portmanteau?
Oh, athleisure.
Oh,
I love
good.
That.
Oh, yes, yeah. Good.
I think that Smaug cosplay is an athleisure outfit.
It's very comfortable. Yeah. Versatile.
The 2023 made-for-TV sci-fi disaster movie starring Tara Reid contending with giant airborne cartilaginous fish has spawned 5 sequels, increasingly self-aware.
Sharknado.
It is.
And then we've got the practice of carving a congressional district to make a safe seat for a particular congressperson from an early Massachusetts governor.
Gerrymandering.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, good. Well, Elise, you did very well. So well, as a matter of fact, that we would like to send you a KLCC tote bag.
Yay. Thank you guys very much.
Forrest Walker Davis hosts a number of trivia nights in Eugene. You can find him online at FWD Trivia. Listen back to the KLCC Conundrum at klcc.org/conundrum, and we would just love to put you to the test. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us at klcc.org/conundrum.